Hello, fellow moviegoer.
What in the hell do you think you're doing here? This is a closed set.
I hate how fake Hollywood is.
Here we go with the scoop from Hollyweird. It's Hollywood Happenings from 104.7 WAYZ and Hafer's Guns. Are you a female and new to the gun world? Hafer's Guns are the people that will help you out. They'll make you feel comfortable and at ease. They won't make fun of your newcomer status or lack of experience. They'll train you. They'll teach you. They'll teach you what you need to know. Tim and Becca and the entire staff at Hafer's Guns are trained to keep you informed and up to date on the latest rules and regulations. Stop by and see them, 15411 National Pike in Hagerstown, Maryland, or at the second location, 6541 Williamsport Pike in Falling Waters, West Virginia, where there's tax-free shopping on ammunition and firearms. You can find them online, too, at hafersguns.com. Now for the news from Hollyweird. Here's an update for you on that Jay Leno story from yesterday. Evidently, he was fixing a clogged fuel line on one of his classic cars when he burned himself. He says he got gas on his face and hands and a spark ignited it. He got third-degree burns and may need skin grafts.
She has legs out of the water. She has fins in the water.
What about a woman showing up naked in a public place, Freddie?
Disney Plus edited Daryl Hannah's butt out of the movie Splash, but they recently put it back in. Apparently, because they now have a parental lock feature. Now it's up to mom and dad to censor that scene.
Get your sexy on.
I'm bringing sexy back.
Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake had an intimate 10-year wedding vow renewal last month in front of a few friends. She said they almost canceled it because they thought it would be silly, but it ended up being quite moving.
No, princesses never cross their legs in public.
A third Princess Diaries movie is in the works at Disney. And speaking of princesses, Mariah Carey's bid to trademark the phrase Queen of Christmas was denied. She also failed to trademark the phrases Princess Christmas and Christmas Princess. There you have it. That's the news from Hollyweird from 104.7 WAYZ.